It'd be when I was like 7 or 8. I really thought that one of my callings was going to be a cue card writer.
Really?
Because
your handwriting, your printing is so neat.
I have, for instance, I'll write a cue. What do you want to say, Ron?
I was going to say there are people. This is funny. You should bring this up. There are people that are preferred by people, and Bob Hope had one guy that he would use, and I've seen some of Bob's last cue cards.
Really?
And the letters are like 9 inches tall. And really, but, you know, they have to know people.
I want
to
tell you.
That know their rhythm and know their pacing. And Bob Hope had one cue card guy that he would use. Right?
That's why TV is so easy.
Orson Welles used the same cue card guy as Bob Hope.
Now,
Letterman's used the same one.
And I see Letterman's guy and his
Tony,
handwriting.
Right.
I got good handwriting, right? Couldn't you read that?
You could absolutely do that.
Read that.
Yes.
Michael Hughes is a gentle lover.
Right. I mean, see, I could.
I'm not saying that. I'm having trouble with it. And I would agree.
Hold on.
Can you make the letters just a little bigger for me? And Buzz was way in back of me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm using my best penmanship.
Let me see.
There you go. Can you read that one?
Yaz is a faggot. Hey.
Damn it, why didn't I pre-read that?
I'll just read them.
Jeez.
Michael.
Hello. Not on my show. I thought you'd always be called Michael.
Well, I do want to get mad at myself.
Mad at himself.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I know you don't. Look, that's up in the restaurant now every day for me to see. You know that?
What?
We got the nice row of pictures with everybody from the show.
Right.
And for whatever reason, it's up high where it doesn't.
Look around, cafe.
It doesn't catch the eye.
Oh.
And I look up to the right and I just see every time it's peripheral, I catch it and it's you with your publicity photo and Yaz is a fag right on there.
Wait, I mean, that's like something I wrote. That's a term of endearment.
Yeah, for you.
It really is. I don't want to sound like a fag.
I know.
What am I supposed to do? Like, right, do my best buddy?
Yeah.
No, I wrote the picture, Yaz is a fag. And then I wrote, your pal or your buddy or something like that.
I think I'm going to white it out. I'm going to white it out and write, to my best buddy on it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike, reader God.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, a little update from CSI Trivia.
Yeah,
I'm on.
Yeah. Oh, you got the accent. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know they were going to have a...
Good call, Mike.
Virginia?
We're going to have what in Virginia?
CSI West Virginia.
Right.
You got the gift, Mike.
CSI West Virginia, man.
Like a joke.
How about CSI St. Thomas?
No, CSI West Virginia, but they canceled it.
Okay, you're going to tell us a joke now. And see, you don't want to do that, my friend. Listen, Bob. Listen, Mr. Marley, you don't want to do this now. You want to just bail and say your mama is a Jamaican whore or whatever your country of origin is.
Wrong country, man.
Okay, whatever the country is, surprise us, but, you know, mention the country and then the whore part.
See, you have to do this.
West Virginian whore.
West Virginia whore. Yes, I knew he was from West Virginia.
Right.
I got that accent.
See, that's the penalty. You call the show. If you want to tell a joke, you're allowed.
Uh-huh.
But
Mom is a West Virginia whore.
You got to give out your phone number as collateral.
You want the punchline?
Yeah, okay.
They canceled it because all the DNA was the same.
Okay.
It's Friday the 13th.
No, we don't want the punchline.
That was a win-win for you.
You can't lose.
Friday the 13th.
Hey, everybody, it's time for Friday the 13th moment.
I put a spell on you.
You knew that.
Yeah.
You knew you'd win either way.
That's right.
And he got to tell the joke.
Yeah, I know he did.
And if the joke works, it's funny, Rob. If the joke doesn't, it's like, told you.
Yeah.
See?
That's a safe call there.
You think I just put on my hand?
Stop the things you do.
What did you say about your hands?
You think I just sit on my hands back here? I figure things out.
Doing sure my you job. Do. Sure you do.
Oh, man.
You sit on your hands all the time back there. It's a medical condition. Hello. Don and Mike show.
And I hate to see you
eating your sandwiches after that. Yeah. I always want to say, Rob, wash.
Right, exactly.
Wash, Robbie. Hello.
Seth Brown.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hello there.
Happy Friday to you, boys.
Oh, hold on. Friday, not only Friday, 13th, but...
It's Friday the 13th.
See, now you laugh. You didn't hear it before. You were busy having your love affair with a microphone. I played it then. You just didn't hear it. You were too busy making love.
Because you're mine.
Didn't one of the auditioners for American Idol sing this song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think. And maybe a guy in New Orleans.
Yeah. A white guy, like a golf white guy.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, you're still there. Thank you for waiting.
Yes, yes, no problem. I actually would like to play the sacrificial lamb of myself and offer your lovely producer, B.A., out on the date.
You can't listen to anybody while this song is playing.
Sure you can. This is the music that's in my head all the time anyway.
If he can do it,
it's a good thing the acupuncture's helping me.
I'm trying so hard to pay attention to what this guy's saying.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, what?
Mike, are you done?
What's that?
I just want to make sure Mike's done before I don't want to interrupt him.
Well, what do you mean?
No, if you guys are singing it wrong, I don't interrupt. Anyways, the reason I was calling and taking time out of your day,
yes.
I was listening. I've been listening to your show for the past 5 days, and I've kind of developed a newfound respect for BA because she just keeps getting beat up left and right by all these Nazi Yenta callers that keep calling in.
Yeah.
But I would like to ask her out, see if she would like to go out sometime for dinner, maybe a movie, or. And I know you guys are probably going to play Big Brother on me, so I'm ready to get beat up on here, but. I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going out on a limb today.
A brave move. Really.
All right, hold on. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Tampa Bay, but right. I will be in the Northern Virginia area for the Jimmy Buffett show.
And you're a fan of Beth Ann. Let's find out if she likes Buffett.
No, hold on.
Hello?
You want to go out with a loser from Tampa?
No.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
You like Buffett? Is he still on the line?
Yeah, are you still there, friend?
I'm still here.
Did you get that answer?
Easy,
hold on. Did you get that answer? Are you finished yet? Did you get that answer?
No, I heard it.
Yeah. Mike?
You heard it. Yeah.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, now I can enjoy it.
Are you still there? Diane?
Oh, I'm still here.
Quiet, yeah, mouth.
Like I said, I thought you guys were going to be up in a lot more than that. So the worst you're going to do is hang up on me. That's fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Consider it done.
Another satisfied customer.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, I want to know if Rob ever gives himself a stranger.
Oh, you're talking about that because he sits on his hands?
Yeah.
You know,
that's your hand gets all numb.
That's like a wise tale.
Is it? You've tried it?
Yes.
Huh. Have you tried it? I have not.
I don't think it would be any good.
I think you'd be obsessing on the fact that your hand was tingling.
Yeah. I've tried it with the left hand, too. And
why go with the amateur hand?
Yeah, I know. I always end up... come on. Righty, you know what you're doing here.
The problem I have is it falls asleep during. What does that mean?
And he's not talking about the hand.
Right.
It's Friday the 13th.
Rob's hand has fallen asleep again.
I put a spell on you.
Oh, God. Okay, that's enough of that. We got to do this, and then we'll do that. We'll be right back here on Saturday.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt. What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. They will touch you in the place called the heart. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
It's March 13th at almost halfway through May, and every day of the month of May, we're giving away a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. We'll do it again today on the show. They fly to the West Coast, Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, L.A. Get your happy bag game tag today. FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
Happy bags.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I've got happy.
Mike.
I got happy bags. Did I have my acupuncture?
According to her, you do, yes.
Yeah, I got happy bags. I get good chi.
Good chi and happy bags.
And happy bags.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Have you been listening to the show?
Yes.
Haven't you heard one of the many times when we, not yelled, but pointed out with great compassion to our listeners?
Right. That we do not care for the salutation of how are you doing?
Because you should know how we are doing by listening to the show. So throw something out next time, like, what's up?
Or greetings, asshats.
Yeah,
or, that's better.
Here's one we love. How's it?
How's it? Yeah. That's the new one.
H-O-W-Z-I-T.
And it's the only greeting of its kind that will be accepted on the show.
That's right.
How's it?
I'm sorry.
Okay. You don't need to be that sad.
But, anyway,
I wanted to let you know there.
But hold on just one moment.
Oh.
How are you?
Sir, I am fine.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Actually, I was saying...
Why just really well? Why not outstanding?
Doing outstanding.
No, you're not. What's wrong?
Well, I was just paying the toll on the Dulles Toll Road. That's why I had to stop talking. I'm sorry.
But you've got a nice weekend planned?
I hope so, yeah. Actually, I'm flying out of town.
Oh, really? Something fun? Business or pleasure?
It's business. I'm going to a country called Kazakhstan for 5 days.
Well, sure you are. So brother. You're certainly not outstanding.
Brother, so what, your little weekend trip to Iraq got canceled, so you decided to go to, where is it?
Kazakhstan.
Are you a secret agent?
No, I work for the government, though.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Are you a GSer?
I'm a GS guy, yeah.
Don't look at this. Mike's looking at me like he thinks you might be like...
Oh, we're talking to a trained killer.
That's right.
I know this for a fact.
Not a chance.
Why, you can't tell us.
This guy goes and gets the FBI guy's donuts.
You think
no,
so?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't.
This guy's the Barney Fife of the CIA.
Well, it's those fabulous Kazakhstan donuts.
I wanted to let you know that there's a little sex pot birthday today.
Oh, a sex pot's
really?
Birthday?
Yes.
Yep. Ooh. E. Arthur.
Yeah.
E. Arthur.
What's the difference between an old shoe and Beatrice Arthur?
You can eat an old shoe if you have to.
You had to.
Right.
He's a hammer. Personally, I thought you'd already taken a walk of the dead. I had wanted to ask Buzz, you know, how good she was in Iraq.
You know, you've redeemed yourself, sir.
Yeah. That's two laughs in a row. You're
two
doing
pretty
fine.
Good ones.
And the answer is outstanding.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Guys, I love you.
Right. Okay, thank you. Same,
yeah, take care.
Same here, but in a hetero way.
Sure, that's right.
Yep, ciao.
Yeah, ciao. Bye-bye.
I think it's probably a drag if you're going to any country with Stan on the end of it.
Yeah, that can't be good.
Paki, Afghani, Kazakh.
Stan. Stosh. I feel better if it was Pakistosh.
Hi, Stanley.
Stanley. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
All right, please to tell me what the specials are this evening at O'Mara's.
Only your smile, sir. But thanks so much, and you know that $20 will be in the mail.
God,
thanks
Mike.
So much.
Lay that bad stuff on me. Lay that bad stuff on me.
I can't stand it.